This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Bush administration is laying out some of the evidence it has linking terrorist attacks on September 11th to Osama bin Laden and his network. Here in Washington, Secretary of State Colin Powell is due to meet today with King Abdullah of Jordan, with the foreign ministers of Turkey and Australia, and the Prime Minister of Belgium. Yesterday, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz met in Brussels with NATO defense ministers, discussing U.S. plans for going after the bin Laden network. NPR's Tom Jolton joins me now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Bob.
Lots of meetings, but no war yet.
No war yet, Bob. You know, those of us who hang out in the Pentagon have been expecting it at almost any time. As you know, U.S. aircraft have been moving into place in the region around Afghanistan. Some possible targets have been identified, airfields, for example, places where the Taliban militia keep the few fighter aircraft they have. But the order has not come down yet, and the reason, I'm told, is that the administration wants to be absolutely sure it has the support it needs from other countries to do something, especially from Muslim countries.
That's the key?
This is the critical factor. You know, I've been talking to people at the Pentagon about this, and military people talk about the importance of finding what they call the center of gravity in any military operation, and that means finding the critical point upon which an operation will succeed or fail. And one senior Pentagon official I spoke to yesterday said the center of gravity for this case is the coalition. He said this campaign will succeed or not based on whether we can keep a coalition together in support of it. He said a coalition has been patched together, and those were his words, patched together to support an initial round of airstrikes, but he said this coalition will essentially have to be put back together for each subsequent round of strikes.
Are ground troops still part of the plan?
It will be, although it's not at all clear whether there'll be a ground operation in the first round, as I say, but certainly something on the ground is planned. The one thing that this administration has actually promised, and they haven't talked much about this campaign, but they have made very clear that some kind of special operations, as we've discussed, on the ground, commando-type operation, they've been very clear that this is going to be coming as part of this operation. And there's a reason for that, because highly targeted efforts on the ground to go after Osama bin Laden is the kind of operation that would have the broadest support. That's the kind of operation that goes directly at the source of the problem, as it were. It's the kind of operation that would be less likely to have broader effects on civilians. So something like that is virtually a certainty, but how quickly that can be put together is another question.
If keeping the coalition together is such a priority, how will that affect the way the war develops?
It will certainly limit it, at least in the short run. I mean, recall, Bob, the war in Kosovo, the air war over Kosovo, that was fought as a collective action by NATO. Remember that in that case, almost everything that was done had to have the approval of the NATO Council. We're looking here at something that is similar, where the United States is really not free to do each and everything it would like to do on its own. And that means that it's going to be probably a shorter duration, a more highly focused campaign, at least in the initial round. But the administration has also said that this is something that's going to go on for years. It could be open-ended, and what happens in future rounds may be something different. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the coalition will evolve over time.
NPR's Tom Jolton.